Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael, and I'm here in the studio today with Susan Hess. Susan is an artist with a gallery space at the Arts Loft, which is located above the Florida Craft Art Gallery at 5th and Central in downtown St. Petersburg. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Where are you from? Like, what brought you to St. Pete, and how does where you're from influence your work?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania originally, and I came to visit friends in St. Petersburg when I got out of college, and I fell in love with it. So I went back home, and I made a plan to move down here. So I've been here since 1980, and I've lived in Tampa for a while, but then I've lived in St. Pete the rest of the time.
What is your favorite medium to work with?
Well, for years, I painted in watercolor because I really loved how it flowed, and I still love watercolor, but the past 10 years or so, I became enamored with encaustic, and what that is, it's a wax technique that's very old. It was used by the Romans and the Greeks, and I think I like it because it flows also, and it's kind of unpredictable. And basically what you do is you layer layers of wax on top of each other, and you burn each layer with either a heat gun or a torch, and that makes it adhere to the layer below. So you get building up layers, and you can incise into it, you can collage into it, color it. And so it gives kind of a moody look to it, and that's what I really like about it. And it's been around for hundreds of years. It's very durable. It cures for up to a year. And it just gives a different look to the medium.
It sounds like something that flows with your original interest, I guess, in art. I read something that said when you were a little girl, you liked the way the Crayola crayons melted together.
Oh, so my God, I did. I used to get matches and melt my crayons together to make new colors. And I'm sure my mother would have killed me if she knew I was playing with matches to do that.
So where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, color is really my inspiration. I like to call myself a creative colorist. And whether it was in my watercolors or my acrylics or now in my encaustics, I really love color. And when I moved to Florida, I think that was a big inspiration because all the colors of the flowers and the sky and the water and the sunsets, it's just so much brighter. And that really made my work brighter.
What do you do to develop skills as an artist and keep yourself fresh?
I have taken many workshops over the years. Recently, I've taken online workshops with a few of my favorite artists. Alicia Torme is an encaustic artist who is a master of using shellac burns. Lorraine Glessner is an encaustic artist. She does a lot of collage. But I also have taken some with Betty Franks, and she's an acrylic artist. But what I love about her is her colors. So I always try to keep up to date. I watch YouTube videos because you never know what you're going to learn from someone new, how to use a different part of something in the wax. Like rust is one of them, a photo transfer. So it's always good to kind of see what other people are doing.
Which is probably a good space for you to be over at the Arts Loft, because I was there the other night with my grandson. Actually, we went down the block and had pizza, and I know Anna Brochiers.
Oh, yeah.
So we went upstairs to see Anna, and it's in such a nice space, and it seems like all the artists there like really work together.
We do, and I've been up there for 17 years now. And of course, some artists have come and gone, but there's a lot of artists that have been up there that long, if not longer. And it, first of all, forces you to concentrate on doing your art if you're in a separate space other than your home. And you do feed off the creativity. And plus, I think it kind of gives legitimacy to your work if you have a real workspace. But the people up there all are very free of giving their critiques. And they're all a lot of really nice people. So we have a nice time up there.
So is that the network of artists that you primarily work with?
It is there. And I also belong to the group called Florida Wax. And that is a part of the International Encaustic Association. And we share ideas. We also do exhibitions and demonstrations for people throughout the state of Florida.
Do you find you get support from other artists when you're in that kind of a network?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Which local museums do you enjoy visiting? We have so many museums here in St. Petersburg. We're a city of the arts. Which
It's
ones do
true,
you
and
like?
I really like them all, but I am a little partial to the Imagine Museum. I was never really a glass person until I went there and I saw all the. I was familiar with Chihuly, but that was about it. But there are so many more other glass artists, and what they can do with it is absolutely amazing. So I'm really enamored by that museum.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Susan. It's been a pleasure having you here in the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the next time I'm up at the Arts Lofts on 5th and Central, I'm going to make a point of stopping by and seeing your space.
Absolutely. Now it's Studio 211.
Studio 211, Radio St. Pete listeners, upstairs from the Florida Craft Art Gallery at 5th and Central. I've been speaking with Susan Hess, and this is Karen Carmichael.